Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's our great joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Today's message is titled Proclaiming Truth. The scripture text is a portion from Isaiah 45, verse 19.
I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right.
When we pastored in Massachusetts, we had a large, changeable message sign on the busy highway, U.S. 44, right in front of our church. For many years, Bill and Vita, a dedicated senior couple, faithfully changed the message each week to provide a sentence sermon for drivers and pedestrians passing by. We normally used a scripture portion or a short spiritual saying as a witness for the Lord. One week, we used a saying simply stating, abortion stops a beating heart. A day or two later, I received a call from a lady identifying herself as a neighbor who was very upset about the sign. She didn't feel that she and her children needed to be exposed to this hate speech and told me how much better the world would be if there weren't people like me. She ended the call by saying, I wish someone would stop your heart from beating, and hung up. Wow, that was sure a loving statement. Now, the statement, abortion stops a beating heart, is incontrovertibly true. The tiny baby's heart is indeed beating by the time the vast majority of elective abortions are performed. In fact, the heart is beating 3 weeks after conception.
The angry caller typifies the world's response to truth. In our postmodern world, the vast majority of learning institutions are proponents of making truth relative rather than absolute. But the ultimate giver of truth is Jesus, and the world tried to silence him. The church is to be the pillar and foundation of the truth, as mentioned in 1 Timothy 3:15. The world also wants to silence the true church, yet we must unapologetically, unashamedly, and unfearfully speak out the truth, even if it's not popular. We must do it even though we will be increasingly hated and ridiculed for taking such a stand.
God has revealed himself so powerfully in the daily scripture portion. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Indeed, he does, and so must we.
Let's pray together. Father, you establish the very essence of what truth is, by its definition as well as its character quality. Truth is not subject to our moods, circumstances, or desires, but it is absolutely established by your Holy Scriptures. Though deception is a way of life for many people, help us to be people of truth. Help us to restrain from telling half-truths, twisting facts in our favor, or practicing any form of deception. We desire to be people of truth who are not harsh or proud. We want to be your representatives, Father, who are humble and obedient as we speak the truth in love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksine. And it is a joy to be a servant of the Lord today and stand up for Christ. And at times our standing may be increasingly difficult. I do have some additional perspective on the website today I don't care to read in the podcast. We do also recommend a song today that many of you have heard, called The Voice of Truth, made popular by Casting Crowns. I'm not sure the version I have, whether it's Casting Crowns. I know it's not a very high-quality version, but it's up on the web if you don't have the CD, and you can listen to it. And finally, now my wife has a special message to share.
My oldest sister, Margie, passed away last night, and I would enlist your prayers on behalf of my family. I have two brothers and one sister now, but we'd ask your prayers during our time of bereavement. She was 57 years old and experienced poor health for many, many years. She had colon surgery December the 26th and was recovering at home when she went into cardiac arrest on January the 11th. The attempt that they made to revive her left her in a comatose state for the past 2 weeks. It's an extremely difficult time, of course, for her husband and her two sons who remain. And I'll be flying to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to be with the family tomorrow. We thank you for your thoughtful prayers at this time. And also that my family would come to know Christ. Not all of them serve the Lord. And most especially, I'm considering her two sons who have lived in rebellion for a long time. I'm praying that this will be a wake-up call for them. Margie was a believer, and she is with the Lord now. I thank God for that.
Amen. Thanks, Brooksie. Well, we are two very real people sharing these messages from our heart and from our home. It's the coldest day we've had thus far this winter here where we live. I believe it was 10 degrees when I got up. Still very cold outside, and we do have some snow on the ground. Well, today I urge you to stand up and proclaim the truth.